Now, the rest of the story. John the Baptist was in prison. He had been warned about his inflammatory nonconformist preaching, and now he was paying for it in jail, and yet still he preached to fellow prisoners. And then one night John the Baptist had a dream. It was a dream about his own life, revealed in a strange allegory. And right now you're saying, I don't recall that part of the Bible story. Well, wait till you hear the rest of the story, because this is about another John the Baptist. A Baptist preacher named John, a pleasant-looking fellow with a roundish face and a thin mustache, eyes that were at once intense and kind. He had not always been a preacher, nor even a Baptist. In fact, at one point, he was an ordinary young man who came home from the army to get a job and settle down and get married. It was his young wife who introduced him to religious literature, which would lay the foundation for the rest of his life. He started going to church, seeking the guidance of his spiritual superiors. He began having visions. He underwent a conversion experience, was baptized, and joined a Baptist congregation. After John's wife died 4 years later, he began preaching the gospel, Baptist style. But he was living in a country in which very little religious freedom was permitted. In fact, the meetings at which he preached, although utterly religious in nature, were considered seditious by the government. Legislation had been passed making such gatherings illegal and their organizers subject to arrest and imprisonment. But John kept on preaching until that one night, a meeting at which he spoke was raided. John the Baptist was taken away. At his trial, he was offered release. He was offered a chance to go free, mind you, but only if he would promise to stop preaching. Well, you know the rest. He refused to make any such promise, and they threw him into the jail, and they threw away the key, and 5 years went by. Then 10 years went by. And if something he later wrote down is indicative of what really happened, then one night, one ordinary night, something extraordinary happened in that jail. John the Baptist had an incredible dream, a dream that was full of symbolism, and yet it was readily understandable. And it was about John's own life and about his spiritual growth. And after almost 12 years, he was at long last released from Bedford County Jail. And eventually the Baptists and their teachings and their teachers were tolerated in Anglican-dominated England. Accepted as well was the book John wrote in jail. A book about the dream he had of his own personal pilgrimage from lost to found. It's interesting, you know, had he not been persecuted, had the British government allowed him to preach the gospel his own way in 1660, he would never have gone to jail and might never have started writing. Yet because they tried to extinguish the light of John the Baptist, John Bunyan, that light would illuminate a literary pathway from the city of destruction to the celestial city. Bunyan's immortal book now known all over the world as the amazing journey called The Pilgrim's Progress. Now you know the rest of the story.